Today you see a very beautiful, beautiful dress that you can get for free till the 20th of December. So go ahead and watch this video so you can get your pattern. It's a very beautiful pattern. Crinkle chiffon dress, beautiful neckline details. Lovely holiday dress, has no occasion to be worn to. Doesn't take the fun out of it. Keep watching. Hi sewing friends, my name's Karina from liftingpinsandneedles.com. Welcome to this channel that is all about sewing, limitless sewing. I am in a very, very different setup. I'm actually filming in my kitchen today. It's the only room in the house that has lights, electricity. And if you're interested to know more about that, stay tuned till the very end, I'll let you know. And I hope you can just ignore the setup. I really, really wanted to get this video up as soon as possible. And if I have to film in the kitchen for you, so be it. The sewing content is the most important, of course. Try to ignore how plain my kitchen is because it is very plain. Today's video is about the holly dress from Fiber Mood. This is a pattern that's still free until the 20th of December, so you have a few hours to be able to get it for free. They are hosting social sew-alongs on Instagram, and if you're subscribed to their newsletter, you will always get this information. I'm subscribed to every single newsletter, that's why I'm always in the loop about everything that's going on with all the brands and where there's free things available. I'm ready to jump on that because who doesn't love a free pattern? If you want to get the holly dress for free through the 20th, click down below in the description box where there will be a link to the Fiber Mood page where you'll find what code to use, both for the holly dress that I'm going to show you today and another dress called Carole, which is a lovely wrap dress for knit fabrics. I've chosen to go with the holly because it's made for wovens and I like the style. The holly dress originally hits the ankle, mid-shin, depending on how tall you are. It is a long dress, but that can be totally customizable. I never saw the dress as a long dress. I always knew mine was gonna be mid-knee, above the knee sort of thing. It has a raised collar. It has two layers in the collar, an inner collar and an outer collar. And very beautiful gathers coming from the center of that collar. So pretty. At the back, there is a center back seam with an invisible zipper that involves the collar at the back, and then you have nice setting sleeves that are wide at the bottom, bishop style. So this wide sleeve at the bottom goes gathered into that cuff. The cuff overlaps a little bit and you have three buttons, three buttonholes there to close it off at the wrists. And they do have that beautiful continuous bound vent at the back of the sleeve there that unites with the cuff. Very similar to what I've shown you how to sew in extensive detail with the Mila shirt from Itch to Stitch a couple of weeks ago. So if you've never seen that technique, it's not as hard as you think. If you follow that tutorial from the Mila shirt, you would be able to do this one because it is exactly the same thing. And actually this one is a little bit easier because the binding piece used for this dress is a little wider, so I found it a little bit easier to manipulate. There's also the option of you making a self belt, a sash type thing for you to tie up at the waist if you want to do that. It's your choice. I opted not to do that and just leave my dress loose. Sort of like a shift style dress. That was the look I had intended for this, and specifically to match with the fabric that I had planned in my head. It is for woven fabrics. You can use so many fabrics to make this dress. I would stay always with the flowy varieties, you know, nice rayons, crepes, silks, even linen rayon blend would be nice, tencel twill. Even for a thicker look, I think I would still use rayon twill if I really wanted a nice winter dress that would still have a lot of nice drape and flow. I would stay away from something too structured because of the gathered neckline here and this type of collar. I wouldn't want that to be too stiff here on the neck. I rarely sew a high neckline, but this one appealed to me specifically because I've chosen a crinkle chiffon I've had in my stash for ages. It's a little bit fancy. It's got a little bit of stripes going vertical, shiny, tiny, really thin stripes that when they hit the light, they look in different colors. It's such a beautiful, unique fabric. And my intention was to make a very, very unpractical holiday dress that I have absolutely nowhere to wear it to. But that's the fun of sewing. You know, you can take some time aside and make something just for yourself that doesn't really need to be that practical. I will wear this someday, and when I need an occasion to wear a nice dress too, it'll be totally my style, a very simple, simple design with a very striking fabric. But you can make it more everyday wear. If you choose a nice print in a rayon or something, it doesn't need to be a holiday dress like the way I have chosen to make mine. The size range is pretty good. You have numbers there on the chart for European sizing. You have UK sizing and US sizing. It's all in the chart. So depending on where you are and what you're accustomed to, you can see what corresponds to what. For US sizing, it's from 0 to 26. UK 4 to 30. I've chosen to make a US size 16. That is what I found was going to match my measurements. You have a measurements chart for your body measurements where you can look at what your measurements are, and then you have a finished garment measurements. So it is a roomy design. It has about 5.5 inches of positive ease at the bust and the hips. I think this amount of positive ease is appropriate for this style. I wouldn't want to size down to have less ease at the bust and the hips, especially considering that I'm working with a super lightweight fabric where you don't need seams to be tight around your body in any way. You don't want these seams to have any types of stress. And because it's completely sheer, I will be wearing a slip underneath, and that automatically makes the ease a bit less because any layer you wear on top of your body makes your measurements larger at the end of the day. I think if you just look at your measurements and choose your size, you will be fine. You won't have a garment that's oversized or anything like that. I think it's been drafted very appropriately to the style for the ease that it's got in there. So I wouldn't be sizing down if I were you. Now, in Up Close and So Personal, I'm going to show you in a little bit of detail how I'm preparing and cutting all these pieces, how I am interfacing them. The two collar pieces are interfaced, both of them. For the cuffs, you just interface half of those. I have decided to interface different areas as well, and I have opted to not do that invisible zipper at the back. You will see that it's not necessary at all. The only thing that you need is some way of entry for your head to fit in, because that collar is quite high and closed. So I've done something different, and I'll show you how. And then as for sewing technique, I'm showing you from start to finish how to sew this beautiful neckline, the collar, all of that in great detail. So let's hop into there so you can see how you can make your own and get a really beautiful dress. So let's see that. For my holly dress, I'm using this chiffon I've had for years, and on the right side it's got those little shiny stripes, very thin ones. You don't need to match anything, and they are going down vertical, but that is the front there that's cut on the fold. This collar piece needs to be cut on the fold twice, so that is the center there. I'm going to block fuse. I'm going to use really lightweight interfacing to interface my fabric first and then cut it out. This chiffon is super slippery, so there's no way I could cut it separately and try to fuse it together. That's the notch that when you have the full piece will have that distance between each other. It's quite small, but that distance to match that notch is larger here because this is all the gathered area in the center of the neckline. So that's what that notch is right there. The other notch on this collar piece should match the shoulder seam. So from here onwards would go onto the back. This is the back piece of the dress, and this one actually has a center back seam there where you would put an invisible zipper. That invisible zipper would extend further up to include that collar right there. I'm obviously not going to do an invisible zipper on chiffon. I just don't want to go through that. And actually, the zipper is not needed for you to put the dress on. There's lots of ease at the bust, the waist, and the hips. The only issue is that the collar is really closed up on the top, so you do need some sort of entry to the dress from the top. That long invisible zipper can be replaced with just a little slit. So I will have a center back seam, but from about there, maybe about 4 inches below that, I'm going to have a slit. And that slit will include the collar piece, where I'll have like a little loop and a button, and that's how you can get in and out of the dress to get it to fit the head. Before cutting this out, I'm just going to interface this short area here on the top just to stabilize the slit area. Just a small piece of interfacing there. Once that's done, then I can cut out my back piece. This is the cuff piece. You can see there are notches here in the center. This middle area needs to be interfaced. So what I'm doing here is I've just cut a larger piece of fabric than the cuffs require on the width, and I'm going to fuse that half there. So I've got my interfacing right on the edge there. I cut this piece from interfacing. I cut it a little bit longer just in case. So I'm going to fuse that first, then put the fabric's right sides together after this is fused, and then I can put my cuff piece on top and cut it really neatly with my rotary cutter to keep it nice and even. Trying to cut this with the scissors just means jagged edges. It just does not work. That's how I'm interfacing half of the cuff to conserve the original shape and size of this rather than doing it separately.
You can see how transparent this fabric is when you put the interfacing. It still stays a little bit transparent, but not that much. This is the lightest weight interfacing I can find, but it just makes the cuff opaque. It's not going to be see-through. It'll look nice, and it's nice and stable. It's not going to grow sideways or anything. So now that I have that on, I'm confident to do the same thing on the other side and then cut out my cuff piece. This is the back pattern piece. Here is the neckline, the shoulder seam, and you can see that I've just fused a section here on the top that will be the slit, just to stabilize it and so that it can actually hold that collar that's going to be there as well. Now the seam allowance on the back was only 3/8 of an inch. I think that's just too small for what I want to do, so I just placed my pattern piece a tad away from the edge so that I could have 5/8 of an inch seam allowance here for the slit and then all the way down. And now this back neckline, I'm just going to fuse this tiny, tiny strip of fusible interfacing so that it doesn't stretch. It looks a little bit darker, but that will be hidden inside the collar. No one's gonna ever see it. And now I have very stable necklines that I don't need to worry about while I'm sewing the dress.
I calculated I was going to need this amount of fabric to cut both of the collar pieces on the fold. So it's already been interfaced. So now I can just put this on the fold, grab my collar piece. It doesn't say on the fold or anything, but it has that arrow. So we'll just put that there. And I'll just put one there, put one there. I have plenty of space to cut both of these pieces out.
I have the two sleeve pieces here, one on top of each other, right sides together. And on the bottom on this side is where the little slit needs to happen for that binding to be sewn on. Over there is the two notches for the sleeve. So whether you're doing a continuous bound placket, which is more delicate for female styles, or a tower placket, which is usually found more on men's shirts, sometimes in some women's shirts, make sure that that detail, you've marked it correctly. It always should be towards the back side of the sleeve where you have the double notches, not towards the front. That's going to avoid you problems of getting confused and ending up with this placket here on this end, because it's supposed to be at the back right there. So look at your sleeve, make sure your double notches are there and that's where you've marked it. You shouldn't have a problem if you've marked your pieces properly to end up with these plackets in the wrong place. So I've already shown this technique before, but I was just pointing that detail out. These binding pieces for this dress don't have a pattern piece. It tells you what size to cut them. 6 centimeters by 20 centimeters. That's what it says. So that's what I've cut, and they're cut on the straight of grain. They're not biased. So making them straight of grain is so much easier to work with them, and they will just be more stable in this area. It doesn't need to conform to any curve because it is a straight slit there. And here you can see the cuffs that are interfaced only partially, half of them, and how wide that is. It's going to need to gather into the cuff. It's going to be super pretty. Here you can see the front pattern piece of the dress. The neckline looks extra wide, and it's because it's got extra ease to be gathered there, and there's a notch there and a notch there that will be gathered in there in the center to match the collar pieces. You can see those two notches, the distance they have between them is not that big, and those notches need to match those notches there when you sew the collar piece on. There are two collar pieces, both of them are interfaced. I'm sewing the center back seam. Remember, I cut a slightly larger seam allowance to 5/8 here so that it wasn't so narrow at the back, mainly due to this slit that I want to do. You can see the interfaced area on the top. That yellow mark is where I'm going to stop, and from here up it's going to be the slit. It's about 5 inches there. I think it's plenty to get my head in through that opening. So that's how the top is going to be. Seams open there, edges serged, and then the little slit. This is what I'm doing to avoid putting an invisible zipper in a style that doesn't really need it. The only thing you need is space to get your head through because the neckline is high, but for the rest of the body, you don't actually need it for access. I'm about to press the back seam open to be able to finish that and top stitch that slit. But you know, there's something about this fabric. Look at it. If I stretch it sideways, it sort of tends to give. It's not a very structured fabric at all. It is a crinkle chiffon, so it does have that give factor, and I don't want my shoulders to stretch out. So I could have done this earlier, but I wasn't really thinking about that when I stabilized the neckline. I should have done the shoulders too. The interfacing is super narrow, and I've used it away from the edge so that I know it's going to get caught in the seam that I'm going to sew at 3/8 of an inch seam allowance right there. This is the front neckline here. I have already sewn the shoulder seams and serged them. You can see the interfaced area to stabilize these. And I've done something different to the neckline. From this notch up to the shoulder, I have stay stitched that normally. This section of the neckline doesn't get gathered into anything, so I've done that on both sides. And from this notch to that notch is where you will do a gathering stitch, two rows, to be able to gather this neatly into the collar. I've done the first row of gathering stitches about 1/4 inch from the edge, and the second one I'm doing it 1/2 inch from the edge, so that it's wider than the 3/8 seam allowance, so that I can sew the collar on in the middle of the two rows of gathering. Long stitch length 5.0. And up to that notch mark there. So you can see the second row is further away from the edge. When I gather these together, I'll have really stable gathers in the middle there, and that's where I'm going to be sewing the collar onto. Here's the top of the dress. I have the collar piece, just one of these layers inside, right sides together. You can see the right side of the collar to the right side of the neckline right there. And I've started pinning from the back section. This is where I have my slits. You can see they've been folded. And I have 3/8 of an inch protruding of these collar pieces there, because you need to attach this to the second layer of the collar afterwards. So you start pinning there. Here's the shoulder seam, and there'll be a notch right there that matches. This notch on the collar matches that other shoulder seam. And then you start pinning into the front neckline, and you have that notch there on the collar that matches that notch there on the neckline. So this section is not gathered, and that is the section that I had stay stitched before. In the center, you have all this excess here that needs to be gathered to fit into that. And that's where the two rows of gathering stitches were done previously. I'm just gently pulling and fiddling and adjusting until I have the length that will match the length of that collar. As you can see, quite a fun little process here. And then we just need to sew this collar to the neckline together at 3/8 of an inch seam allowance. So you know that I did my two rows of gathering stitches a little beyond the 3/8 seam allowance, so that I could sew right in between there and get the gathers to lay super neatly. And this is a trick that was sent to me by one of the subscribers who left a comment in a video. So I've already done it once before, and I really like the idea. It works really well. So I'll just finish there adjusting. I'll pin this. So I'm sewing this with the collar underneath, and it's just because of this gathered area. I need this gathered area to be on the top and not be on the bottom. Remember to point the seam allowances of the shoulders towards the back, and 3/8 seam allowance right here. I'll be sewing in between these two rows of gathering. That's how the gathered section looks. That row of gathering stitches that goes beyond that seam can be easily removed. It was just a long stitch length, so that can come flying off. And that's how the collar looks sewn onto there. This is the second collar piece that will go inside, and on the bottom edge where the notches are, I have sewn a guide stitch to help me press this in. So it's not 3/8 seam allowance, a little tight. It's not 3/8 there that I have sewn, it's a tad less, so that when I fold this, I will be sure that this will cover the seam that I've already sewn. So I'll just go ahead and press that. Okay, so I've got two collar pieces right sides together. This is just inside, that's how I've opted to do it. That section is what I've just done a guide stitch and pressed it up, so that it would be nice and neat. And these two bottoms of the collar are folded up by 3/8. You can see there, that's where the slit is going to be at the back. So I'm going to start sewing right there, 3/8 seam allowance. then go across the top of the collar, and then go down the other side. On this part here that's got a few layers, I'm not going to backstitch. I'm just going to start sewing and secure that by hand. I really don't want any bulk there. Let me tell you how nice chiffon behaves when it's already been interfaced. It doesn't slide or slip or anything at all. It just behaves like regular fabric. That's why I didn't feel that it was necessary to be hand based or anything with this specific one, because both layers are interfaced. Sometimes you're working with collars that only one layer is interfaced and the other one isn't, and that's when it gets a bit complex. But not with this one. This has been very enjoyable. This was the second collar that I sewed on, and now I flipped it. You can see how nice those corners are there. This is where the slit is going to be. All that is very neat in there. The seam allowance here on the neckline is pressed up, of course. And now my plan is to have a really invisible finish. I don't want to have visible top stitching or anything like that with this fabric. Invisibly hand sew that down all the way across. Basically, I'll just be catching that edge onto that seam right there, where the bulk of the seam allowance is going up, so it's nothing's going to be seen on this side over there. This is what I've done so far. The neckline is looking super pretty, super delicate. I love how anything with stripes, when you have gathers, it's just going to look different in the front. Even though this is not a solid, I think you can really see the details of the design with this type of fabric. So basically now all I need to do is sew the side seams and sew the sleeves, do all the details on the sleeve, that little bound vent, and attach that on, and then hem.
When you look at the instructions, you might be a little bit confused if you're scrolling down, because you can't see the number of the pattern pieces, how many you need to cut, or any of that. And actually those instructions are at the very end of the PDF document, so that's where you can see them, how much you need to cut for, that you need to cut the collar on the fold, that you need to interface, all that's there. And also in that last page, you will see the measurements for the binding that you need to cut for the sleeve detail. And also if you want to make the sash, it'll tell you there how big it needs to be exactly, so you can cut it out, because there aren't any pattern pieces provided for the binding and the sash. So that's fine. Now, one thing to consider is that in the instructions, the binding pieces for the sleeve detail, they call them the bias cut pieces, but they're not cut on the bias, they're cut on the straight of grain. And you can see in the instructions when they show the diagram of these pieces, the arrow going up and down, they are not bias cut pieces. They don't need to be. The slit is a straight line. You don't need it to be biased to conform to any curves or anything like that. So just be careful with the wording you see. Here's my beautiful dress. You've already seen the fabric in the sewing segment of this episode. It's such a unique fabric. I have no idea how they do this, but when the light hits these little stripes, they just look so beautiful. It looks really, really cool. It's just such a cool fabric. And it's very, very sheer. It's a crinkle chiffon. Crinkle chiffon is not as stretchy and terrible as crinkle rayon is. And I have worked a lot with crinkle chiffon. I never have much issues with it, although it is a fabric that does give a little bit. Like when you touch it, it gives a little bit. Only horizontal, it's not vertical. It just behaves a little bit better. You did see that I stabilized the necklines, the shoulders, for precaution, just to keep everything nice. And my shoulders aren't going to stretch and sag with the weight of the sleeve. This is a sleeve, very easy to set in. They didn't mention in the instructions to do any gathering stitch from the notch to the other notch on the sleeve to ease it into the armhole on the top. It just said ease it in. So that surprised me a little bit, because it does have some ease there. I think you can't really skip doing that gathering stitch here on the sleeve cap. If you don't see that on pattern instructions and you do notice that there is ease in the sleeve cap of the sleeve, just go ahead and do it. Those are techniques that you know how to do. And you don't need to really rely on pattern instructions to tell you to do them or not. You just go ahead and do them. So I've done that. Here at the bottom of the sleeve, we have this detail where there is the little vent. It's really hard to show. I was supposed to make buttonholes and use 3 buttons, but I thought 2 buttons was going to be okay and enough for that. I didn't do the buttonholes. My hand can slide in and out of this cuff quite easily without me needing to open up buttonholes or anything like that. So if it's not something functional that is needed, I'm not gonna do it. The same thing that I did to replace that invisible zipper, I just did a slit at the back. This continuous bound vent on sleeves that you see on women's blouses, I think is so delicate, so pretty. It's hard to see on this type of fabric. So go ahead and watch the Mila shirt video because you'll see it very well there, because I use contrast fabric for the binding. So you can really, really see how it's done. One thing to point out about the cuffs, when you sew the cuff onto this gathered section at the bottom, make sure you are sewing the interface side of the cuff to the sleeve so that the interface side is the one that you can see on the outside and the non-interface part of the cuff is towards the inside. The way I finished this inside is the same as I finished my collar. I just hand sewed it. It's a very small section and just a bit of hand sewing in there. No one's gonna see it and it's extremely neat. No top stitching anywhere. This collar piece also is quite small. It's a small area. It took me much less time to hand sew that down than it would have to hand baste it and try to stitch in the ditch and do any other type of technique. I know it would have taken me longer. And I'm very, very confident with the hand sewing in there that it's extremely neat and there's nothing to be seen here on the outside. I did two little loops by hand that I've sewn there and I've got these two little buttons there to hold that in place. When I put my dress on to film footage for you outside yesterday, I had a really hard time doing this myself. I just could not get the buttons through the loops. I couldn't see, I couldn't feel a thing. So I needed help for that. So this would definitely be a dress that you need help with. Even if it had the zipper, I've always had issues with zippers too. I always need help to get zipped down and things like that. That little open area at the back is all you need for this to open, for you to be able to get it in and out of your head. At the bottom here, there's so much ease at the waist and the hips. You don't need a zipper there. If you're working with another fabric that is more normal, go ahead and put your zipper if you really, really want to. But I'm just saying it's not needed for function and I'd rather do this. My interpretation of the pattern and how I wanted to sew it. I'll show you now how this looks on. This is my shiny holly dress in a crinkle chiffon with little shiny stripes. I'm not exactly sure how they do that. The fabric has a little bit of give. It's completely transparent. So I have my Luna slip underneath from the nightwear collection, Love Notions, that I've made to use with these types of dresses that end up being sort of like an overlay. I love it. Long sleeves with a cuff and a high neckline, but because it's totally transparent, you can see the outline of the V of the Luna nightgown slip that I made. Nice enough ease. I don't want to put a sash or a belt, just leave it nice and loose like that. I think it's good. I did shorten this from the original length because it was supposed to be very long. This is the length that I like. Nice fancy dress that I have absolutely nowhere to wear it to, but it was a delight to sew up. You can see the fabric up closer. It's very shiny, very transparent. It does feel soft on the skin. You see how loose it is at the waist and the hips. The slip I have underneath is nice and fitted, so that's good. Doesn't create that much bulk underneath either. There's a seam at the center back right there. And here is the detail of the sleeves. Super beautiful, really lovely cuff. Here at the back is the cuff overlapping with two little buttons and the little vent right there. Very difficult to see. It was very nice to sew. I actually did not do buttonholes. I just sewed them closed just like that because my hand actually can fit through this cuff in and out super well without me needing to open it up or anything like that. I didn't really need the buttonholes for function, and if I can avoid them on chiffon, I will. Same as the zipper. You can see the neckline here up closer. The collar is standing up nice and straight. It's not transparent because both layers, the outer and the inner collar, are interfaced. Gives it that structure. Just enough. It's not totally stiff or digging into my neck or anything because the interfacing I used was very, very lightweight. I think it holds its shape beautifully. And the gathers coming from here are so, so beautiful. I think if this was a solid and not sheer, I would not be able to pull off this style. I wouldn't feel too comfortable. But because you can see the outline of the slip underneath with that V neckline under it, I think it looks really pretty. That's just my thing. If I'm gonna have anything that's high, it's gonna be sheer every single time. And this style was perfect for this fabric. It's a simple style, simple design, and I think the gathers look very beautiful with those weird little shiny stripes that this fabric has. Super love it. The shoulder fit is always good. I'm always looking at those things. For the size I chose, it's perfect. I have great mobility with these sleeves. Not that we live our lives like this, but whenever you get good mobility with sleeves, it's always a plus. And just love the cuffs and the Just love the style of the dress in general. It's very, very pretty.
Very happy with my dress. It's just so beautiful. I can't believe I found this fabric and I had it in my stash for so long. I'm glad it's a dress like this I can have. Totally not practical, but not every single thing has to be practical. And I'm super happy that I made it. It's a very lovely dress, very lovely design. And I thought was suited for this, even with this high neckline like that.
If you like this style, you can also make it as a top. I would also love to make this as just a blouse. Just cut it shorter, wherever you want it to be. It's a style that's super easy to customize to whatever you want. I love the sleeves, the neckline. It's just so pretty. I really love the style. So go ahead and get it for free till the 20th. Then it's going to have a price as all the other patterns in Fiber Mood. Now, if you're really curious as to know why am I in this horrible place in my house? Well, even though we've been in Brazil for almost 3 years, I've never actually been in Brazil during December and January. I always travel back home to Chile. And I know the rains are terrible. I know in theory, you know. But let me tell you how terrible. There has been a storm this afternoon that lasted about 30 minutes. So bad, so bad. Just outside on the main road, 8 poles of electricity just went on the floor, 6 trees. There were cars stuck in there for hours trying to get out of there because of these trees and these electric poles blocking the way. And we have had power coming on and off, coming and going, coming and going. And in the kitchen, for some reason, I have just a regular light on the roof and the whole house is just dark. That's why I'm filming here. I just really, really wanted to get the video up about Wi-Fi. I still don't have any. I'm just praying that I will and that I will be able to upload this video. I can edit the video offline with the battery I have on my computer. So yeah, how frustrating. It's really frustrating because I don't have any control over the climate and what happens. But I think it's really, really been affecting my schedule of uploads since November. So many times I have just haven't been able to sew, haven't been able to work because the power will just go for a few hours. Anyway, the show must go on, and that's why you got to see my very plain kitchen. Anyway, thank you so much for sticking with me. I hope you get your free holly dress. It's a beautiful pattern, and I hope to see you soon if the weather permits. Bye, happy sewing.